for your favorite couple. And you're going to see them on the boat or the campaign. I always show her the hand.
Just Alton Stall 91.
I do, Mr. President.
How are you, my friend?
Fine, thanks.
I thought I ought to tell you, it looks like it. My fellows think I ought to send this military construction bill back.
I have no objections, Mr. President. We did the best we could.
I thought you did a good deal better than it was, but what I would suggest, and I think it would work out all right. I have talked to Rivers just now, and I don't think he's going to raise too much hell. I suggested that my lawyers tell me that this would endanger our country, that no president's ever signed a bill like this one in the history, the Attorney General and the Assistant Attorney Generals. They say what you ought to do if you want a reporting provision, just take the GSA one where they got to notify the Congress 30 days or 60 days. And I told Rivers I don't want to advocate it. I don't even want to be quoted because no president believes in these reporting requirements and it's an infringement on the office. But if you'll just take the same bill and put, provided, however, the president shall not close any base when Congress is in session without giving it 60 days notice, then I'd be glad to sign it. And if it's not in session, I'd agree not to close any at all when you're gone unless it's a great emergency.
Well, now, would you put that in your message?
No. They say that they oughtn't to do that because it cuts every other president who has opposed the reporting provisions. And most of my people, most of my lawyers oppose the reporting. They think it's an infringement on the executive. Now, I don't. I served in Congress 24 years. And I think if the Congress, if the President doesn't report to them, they can't legislate intelligently. And so we had a big argument about it, but so I finally told the lawyers this evening that I would have Cy Vance give to the committee quietly, to Rivers and to you and to Stennis, the GSA language or the language that applies to other departments, which in effect says that the President shall not close any base when Congress is in session except given 60 days notice. I think it's 30 days GSA, but we make it 60. You can't close one in less than 3 months anyway because it's so slow. And if Congress is not in session, I give all of my commitment. I won't close any at all without talking to the leaders and then only in case of an emergency.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Of course, as you know, Senator Stennis and I and one or two others tried very hard to quiet that thing down.
You did it.
As we could.
You did a wonderful job, and you improved it considerably. But they find some trouble in the interpretation of certain words. That the word tactical.
Yeah.
The Attorney General says that if you attack the Strategic Air Command tomorrow, if the Soviet Union, we got intelligence that they're on their way, that I couldn't, under this language, close that base and move those people out because there are more than 250 there. And it's a mission, and I would be changing it, and I would be, he said, if I had a polluted water in New York State or if I had radioactive material in California and I had to move them all of a sudden in an emergency, I'd be violating the law if I didn't file it and keep it from January to April. And they say, in effect, I'd be a eunuch for about 8 months and commander-in-chief for four.
Well, Mr. President, let me ask you this. If you are going to veto it, you'll just veto it with a very straight, without making any recommendations as to how you take it. Is that right?
No, what I say, in effect, is that Congress has, in the past, passed some bills that required reporting that were approved by presidents. That is a hint that you could do the same thing, although it doesn't say do it.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say to Russell and to you, to Dirksen and to Mansfield, I've already talked to them, to Rivers and to Speaker McCormick and to Albert and to Ford. You all put it in just like you put in the other 40 provisions and 40 other laws that says the president must report. Now, he doesn't like to report, and he doesn't want to be inhibited, but rather than veto it a second time, I'll sign it.
Well, that's all right. That's entirely all right by me and we, Mr. President. As far as I'm concerned, we'll try to work it out, and I'm sure it's all right by Senate.
Yes, I haven't talked to him, but he and you, Cy Vance told me, worked awfully hard, and we tried to find every way we could to sign it. I don't want to fall out of the Congress. I don't want to argue with him, and I was there too long, and the lawyers just think I can't, that the presidency, the institution of it, we just can't let Mendel Rivers, anybody else, just say that they're going to demote the president and they can't be commander-in-chief. It's too dangerous. Same time, we don't want to be fighting with our boys winning over there, and we're doing a pretty good job now. We don't want them to think that the president and the Congress are in a big war and they're fighting more at home than they are in Vietnam. So what I suggested to Mansfield and to Dirksen and to Rivers, just let the Senate very quietly put in the provision that I suggested, 60 days, and instead of making an effort on overriding, just report the bill out and pass it, just as you passed it last week. Say, we need this construction, and let's just pass this, and we're sure the president will sign it. And then the Senate would probably pass it unanimously with the leaders all for it and everybody. Then when it got over to the House, they wouldn't be messing with it overriding. They'd just have to pass it, too.
Well, Mr. President, just...